All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Obviously, OU is kind of the backdrop to the show. It's everything that the tournament's about. Like, that's... when you hear me yelling at clouds about expansion and realignment and the networks running this damn thing, it's going to take away the magic of something like last night. A team like OU won't be given a platform. And that win last night, that's as good as it gets, man. That is a 40-year validation for Campy, for that program, for alums. You had to win a real tournament game. Otherwise, I hate to break it to you, nobody cares that you're a fun golf buddy. Nobody cares that you buy people drinks at the Red Ox. This is you have to win a tournament game. It's the only thing people care about. You can't be somewhere 40 years and not win a tournament game. And don't sell me some 16-seed play-in nonsense. That was an unbelievable accomplishment last night. And I just – when did Sully start playing for OU? 10 three-pointers by my former producer last night. Unbelievable power alleys.
I don't know.
Woo! It's Gulky.
And I just pulled a Mike Vellini and you, spilt water.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, yesterday, people, I opened up basically ice bucket challenging myself and spilling a bottle of water all over myself.
Yeah.
Now Rico is in the splash zone.
Yeah.
So we're talking about OU, and we're talking about it a couple different ways. If you just call in with the moment, the memory, that's fine. That's definitely more of like a midday angle. They're like the nicer, easy listening show. I have, like, actual topics I want to do, including last night marks one of the last real upsets you're ever going to see, because they are going to change this tournament. They are going to.
They are going to do this.
I think what is happening in both college basketball and college football is the following. There will be a combination or both of what I'm about to say. They're going to expand and break away from the NCAA. Yeah. And what they're going to do is you won't be invited to the party if you're Western Kentucky, if you're Oakland, if you're Duquesne. You know, the stories of these first 2 days, because, yes, Western Kentucky's up at the half, a 215. Nice bet by you, by the way.
I just wanted to give you that.
So I that's what makes me sad about last night.
But see, I think that there's going to be a separation, Mike, but I think you're missing a separation. I don't think that their Power Fives are going to break away from the NCAA. I think they will do that, but it's going to be a separation of football and basketball. Football will break away. Football will become its own entity, its own business. But they realize, man, the people flock to Vegas. People do the brackets. People make the bets. Why? Because you want to see these smaller schools. You want to see Oakland go out there and take on – the Kentucky and beat them.
You know who doesn't? The networks.
The networks. But actually, Mike, I think for football, yes. For basketball, no.
All
for
right,
basketball, they realize people are glued to sets, and they all of a sudden you're
okay.
switching.
So the literature I've given you before defies that, Rico. Like, it just does. They don't care about us. They don't care about OU. They don't care about us fans. You know what they want? More big markets, more big brands, more big schools.
No.
And they're signing. Their goal is to undo what Mark Emmert did on a TV deal.
That's the Big Ten and the SEC walking in there saying, we want our own stuff. But I think that if you separate the Big Ten and the SEC, yeah. College basketball, now I was all for the expansion until I saw it was basically just going to put in all the Power 5 teams.
That's right.
I'm not for that.
No.
Now, if you told me, okay, we're going to expand it, you know, 12 more teams, I'm not a big fan, but sure, why not? We're watching these games. But, yeah, football, I think that's – because nobody wants to see the little guy in football. You, as a matter of fact, like – Western Michigan, if they went and went 12-0 again, would have no shot at winning the national title because nobody respects them. But in college hoops, it's almost you're celebrated. You celebrate the Cinderella. You celebrate the little guy. So that's why I think that there could be a separation in football. But basketball, I think they're going to get some pushback on that because that's when it's like, okay, do you really want to see
– do you know how you fight the pushback?
The ninth best Big Ten team?
Yep.
Or do you want to see Western Kentucky play?
Hey, here's your new TV deal if you do what we ask you to do. Game over. Everything you said makes sense. But you know the deal. You're friends at the networks. This is your fault. You triggered all of this. They only care about the money. The other angle I wanted to give you is, obviously, Campy is friends with John Calipari. Well, it's going to be an awkward Christmas because I think he's getting Cal fired. And it's a major story, and it's also because we have a job opening down the road. I wanted to just bring this up. And David, if you want to be kind of the sounding board for this because you're a Wolverine, just understand something. First of all, Big Blue Nation doesn't care about $33 million. They're the equivalent of Texas A&M. And Cal's buyout only goes to $27 million if he stays for another year. They are not going to tolerate losing to a 14 seed, losing to a 15 seed. He hasn't done anything meaningful in the NCAA tournament in a decade. So my whole question is this. Isn't this really a litmus test for Michigan basketball and Michigan as a university? I mean, their athletic department's in tatters. If you really look at what happened with Mel Pearson and the hockey team, the mystery volleyball coach, all the controversy with football, and now Juwan Howard being a total disaster, right? So this idea is, it's a business. John Calipari, I don't know if he'd even take the job because I don't think you'd get to the point of him thinking about it because you won't pay him. If you're Michigan, you have this opening. Rico, I think you and I are like-minded. I think Michigan's a really good job and a good program that when they're good, you're a media darling. Everyone will break their spine bending over backwards for you.
I mean, think about it, Mike. People are here in Michigan gear, and Michigan's not in the tournament. Imagine if Michigan was sitting there as a two seed, this place would be filled with Wolverines.
If you're halfway serious, don't you have to reach out to Calipari through back channel, through a plumber, and then a caddy, and then his realtor, and say, look, what would it take? But you know the problem? Michigan is not serious about it, and they got this weird thing about the football program and the rest.
It's a right place, right time. And sometimes you get lucky. You just fired your coach. Not a great market out there. Wait, Cal's available, and we're the biggest brand. Why don't we just jump in real quick? We'll seal the deal before he even, before the ink dries, he's going to be a Wolverine. It'll show you how serious you are because you're going to have to pay him more than the football coach. You're going to have to break Bo's code of the football coach making more money. It's going to be him.
But what you're also going to have to do is you're going to have to commit to what Cal would need to bring a winner here. That's NIL, and that's also admissions.
But see, now admissions is going to be difficult.
Yes.
I think if Calipari comes here, Calipari will bring NIL because he knows how to run NIL because he was doing it at Kentucky before it was called NIL.
Oh, very
true.
We'll
just leave it like that. It was called autograph sessions. So, yeah, he knows how to generate money on his own.
I think it would just be incredible.
It would.
And I would love to know if you're a Michigan fan, is it something you'd want? Like, would you as a fan, I don't want to hear about the school. I want to hear from you guys. Because, frankly, man, you guys are the ones paying the bills of this stupid NIL crap. I mean, Lord knows, you know, I've heard some power programs spending $3-4 million on a roster. You know Kentucky's north of that. So the bottom line is, if you're a fan, would you be okay paying your basketball coach more than Sherrone Moore? Because the reality is, if Sherrone Moore does his job and wins, they're going to take care of Sherrone.
Correct.
And Sherrone will immediately become a top-level football coach. So I'm with Rico on this. If Cal, and this is something that I think could come to a head. He could be available.
And you got to jump on it because, David, it's like this. MSU got lucky. They needed a football coach. Jonathan Smith was available.
Yes.
If they waited two more weeks, he'd be at Washington. He'd be at UCLA. They caught it at the right time, and he's in East Lansing. Calipari may become available because they're not. I mean, the Kentucky athletic director declined interviews last night. That's never a good sign. He was like, no, I don't want to talk. I'm still angry. No, don't ask me about him.
Coach K's got more victories in the NCAA tournament since 2020 than Calipari. One problem, he's also been retired for 3 years. Like, you can't do that at Kentucky. And frankly, John Wall and Boogie Cousins was a hell of a long time ago. You know, unibrow, hell of a long time ago. Calipari got up there the other day talking about how much money his players make in the NBA. You got dotted by, you know, Dougie Buckets and now Mike Sullivan. What's it, John Golkey or whatever his name is. It can't happen. So I just would love to know if Michigan fans vibe with that. And it's like, look, I don't think these things are unrealistic. Like, I'm a bit of a dreamer in life. Like, I think it's okay to be told no, but at least you tried. I'd be back-channeling like hell.
It shows how serious you are. If you really want to be the best, well, one of the best coaches is available. You don't have to go and go get John Beilein and bring him back. You don't have to go and find some up-and-coming guy. Calipari, he is a brand name. He is Blue Magic. Yep. He can walk in there and instantly flip your program around.
And let's also be honest about this. The Big Ten is wide open. Matt Painter's a doofus. Tom's going to retire. Who are you afraid of? Brad Underwood? You afraid of Fred Hoiberg? There's an opportunity to come
in. Chris Collins.
Is that close enough for you? Sorry.
Box out.
I think there's a real moment where you could try. I mean, hell, didn't you almost land Patino except Bill Martin was on his yacht and had his phone off?
Yeah.
Like, guys, that's how I view your program. And the byproduct of Oakland's win could be Calipari getting aced. It really could. 248-539-9797. And if you're an OU fan or if you're just a human being who enjoys good stories, feel free to call in on the OU thing. I think it's fantastic. And I've always told you, if Campy was able to win a tournament game, I can pay my respect. I get tired of having to hear about all this greatness and you haven't done anything. No, I don't care. He knocked on dorm rooms 40 years ago to sell tickets. I don't care about your blacktop. Come and see that blacktop. I don't care. I care about production. I live in a production business. Nobody gives a damn if David's nice or not. His job is to produce a damn good radio show. That's all David's life is dependent upon professionally. Damn good guy awards. You can keep that. I got enough friends. 248-539-9797. So we are loaded for bear. David, do we make sense with that, or are we on crack with Calipari? That's a move you have to try to make.
You have to make the phone call. We talk about it all the time. You have to make the phone call.
But they won't. Because
I don't think they will.
Those are not serious.
No, it's not even that. Admissions will nix it.
That's
because
it.
He won't be able. Think about it. They could have had Terrence Shannon. They could have had Caleb Love.
Caleb Love.
They couldn't get him.
You don't want Caleb Love.
No. But in order to go to Michigan to transfer in, you have to nuke your entire academic career and start over as a freshman. And most guys,
they're not willing to do it.
Yeah.
They shouldn't do it.
I mean, I've never been big on school, but come on, at least let me keep my little bit of credits. No, you got to start all over.
Well, what credits? Didn't Norfleet leave there with 110 credits of Bula?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're at Circa in Las Vegas, but we're doing our normal show. So look, David, if you would, or actually, hold on, I did it again. I went to you for ticket text when we got Kenny. Kenny is back. Kenny didn't die yesterday when OU won. Kenny's car did, but Kenny is back. Kenny, ticket text, and I'm going straight to the phones.
Come see that black.
Exactly.
Come see that black top.
Mike, you just said Calipari didn't even prepare for a game while making $8 million a year. He has one tourney win since 2019. Why would a Michigan fan want that after the disaster of Juwan?
Because you have a dead-ass poverty program. You need a profile. You need a salesman. You need an image. And you need someone that can bring talent to this program. Take a look at your roster. Take a look at the recruiting. And try again. You're not Kentucky. The standards for Kentucky are way different. It's like me being a Michigan State fan in football and demanding what Bama does. It's not the same.
Wait, we can't?
No, we can't, unfortunately. not unless those Ishii bucks start rolling in again. Go ahead, Kenny.
Why in the world would U of M want that guy? He chokes every year in the tournament. And then another one.
Okay. All right. You know what? I don't need another one. We're done. F this fan base. I'm moving on. There are 12 Michigan basketball fans. Oh, yeah, he chokes every year. You know what you have to do to choke?
Uh-oh.
Make the tournament. Ding. You just went 8-24. Your season made streetwalkers look like Warren Buffett.
8-24, not good.
Kenny, can the ticket text, because I'm going to June, and I guarantee you June's got something better to say. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. It's great to hear you, man. I'm a 22-year alumni from Oakland, just driving on this prestigious Ohio Turnpike. You know what? They better not mess with this tournament, man. Oakland, you really benefited from the current format. I don't want to see it change, man. That's what keeps March exciting. And I'll tell
June,
you what,
wait,
man.
June, you say you're on the Ohio Turnpike. Are you driving back from Pittsburgh?
Yes, sir. The prestigious Ohio Turnpike. Yes, sir. On my way back home. Yeah.
You were there last night.
So you're not going to stay for the second game?
Man, I got a wife and kids back at home. I got to go get that straight before I can come back on Saturday. But I stayed at
the June, here's the deal. I got a guy for you in Mexico. I can make you a fake ID. You can start a whole new life. You need to turn that car around. You need to get back for that game.
Think about this. June, she can only be mad at you so much. There's a saturation point where she can't get any more angry.
I got you, man. It'll probably work, but I bet you'll still keep my money. You know what I'm saying? but I want to tell you guys a little bit of some inside information about what's going on, man, because I stayed at the team hotel. It was like a family atmosphere with everybody. You know, Mike, we can never beat Michigan State, but we showed up, showed out. And I tell you what, the Kentucky fans, man, I was sitting in the sea of this Blue Nation. I was thinking, my wife said I was crazy. Man, I was trolling them when Gokie was hitting those crazy threes. Man, those guys were looking at us like they were seeing ghosts. Unbelievable, man. And I tell you what, they slept on us. Gokie's not the only one who can hit threes, man. We got Lampman, DQ, and then inside practice, we play that old school game, right? We got, obviously, the conference player of the year, Townsend, who did his thing quietly last night. And then we got even Chris Conway, who's kind of Big Fundy, a man used to play on, Duncan, right? So, listen, they better not sleep on us, man. And Greg Campy, wants Vokey to shoot about 23s a game, man. If you see the stat that he had in the Horizon League, the guy was shooting over 300 threes and probably less than 10 two-pointers. And then one more thing, man. Rocky Watts, I want to give a shout-out to him, man, for playing a real heady game. If you look at how he plays, former Michigan State product, my man is a midi specialist, man. He played a real smart game, and it was big for us last night. So back to you guys, man, from this fabulous Ohio Turnpike.
June, have a safe trip back. I still, the offer stands. If you need a new identity, we can make that happen. You can turn that around, be there to watch you play NC State. It's an offer. No, I think that's where it's complete validation for 40 years because, man, it wasn't fluky. They were the better team all night. I mean, did the game make sense? No. None of it adds up. When Kentucky has 3 7-footers and your best player is 6'5", doesn't make sense. But guess what? You were better. Does it make sense for a kid averaging 10 points a game to hit 10 3? No.
But he did it against a wee pooey.
And that's why we love the tourney.
Yeah.
But that's the whole point. I mean, you were better.
And for the record, I would not be in favor of changing the tournament and expanding and losing.
Oh.
I've said that.
Media market beard.
If you're telling me that now you would have put in the Indianas and you would have put in the Minnesotas and all of those other teams, no.
No.
Because that's just called the conference tournament. If I want to see those games, I watch conference tournaments.
Okay. I want to bring something up. He's just struck a nerve with me. Not in a bad way. I was watching an interview with Andy Kennedy, former coach of Ole Miss, current head coach of UAB. Andy Kennedy brought up something really interesting. He goes, on the topic of expansion, you know what I would do? Expand the tournament. That's all well and good. Kill the conference tournaments. He goes, you need to reward what teams do over 4 months, not what teams do over 4 days. If you want to expand the tournament, let's refocus on making the regular season matter. And the regular season champion.
No, that's always been Campy's gripe because he's like, I've won my conference.
That's right.
But I lose in the tournament, so I don't get to go to the dance.
So I'm making a point to you that there are better ways to do it, but none of them involve taking less money because your friends at the networks are greedy pigs. That's what it comes down to. I hate to break it to you.
As soon as I get my check, it's going to be you and David.
I still believe somewhere. It's the Hatchet and Guido show. Afternoons, 2 to 6.
Hatchet and Guido.
No. Stoney's got the copyright to that deal.
No.
Oh, my. 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls. We will try the ticket text again. Kenny, if you can, people with an IQ of north of 70, please. Like complete sentences and actual thought.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Kenny, and then the people.
I would love it. We need someone like Cal to turn this program around real quick. It would be a home run hire. Would love Calipari here. It shows we're serious.
That's the thing for me as a fan. I just want to know my team cares. Like, it's part of the issue I had yesterday. I mean, J.D. Martinez, 1 year, $12 million to the Mets. Where are the Tigers on that? Tigers lineup still stinks. Oh, but JD can't play the field. I don't care. He can put up an 855 OPS in his sleep while not wearing pants. 12.5 mil for a team that got rid of a ton of bad money, for a team that's starting a Frankenstein at third base. You're not trying. It's the same damn thing with Michigan hoops. Try.
And a corpse at shortstop.
That's right. Oh boy. Again, you're not trying if you're running him out there every day. Javi Baez with an impossible 086 average in spring training. Did you see that at bat yesterday?
Yeah. Well, it's spring training. He's trying to work on some things. I had this talk with Rieger because I would just be like, you know what? I'm done.
Tell you what. Have Javi go home and work on dinner. Yeah. Work on that.
I'm an Allen Iverson you. I'll pay you, but you're going home.
One more and we'll get to the calls.
Would love to see the report that they're at least pursuing him. Let him tell you no. Bingo, Mike.
That's where I'm at. All right. Here we go. To the people. Freddie has been very patient. Fred, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hey there. Thanks for letting me speak. Before I get to my point, I saw a tweet last night that said that Coach Cal is basketball's version of Jimbo Fisher. I know that you don't want to hear that, or basketball fans at Michigan don't want to hear that, but for all 12 of them, like you said, that might not mean too much. But anyways, what I was wanting to say was for the whole tournament expansion or doing away with mid-majors, I think that's awful with the doing away with mid-majors. I think Greg Sankey, I think he's a joke. I'm also an Auburn guy, so I'll be very fair in saying that. Because I think ultimately the tournament is the coach's version of the transfer portal. I mean, you got guys like Bruce Pearl, Shaka Smart, Matt McMahon, guys that are at small schools. They impress everyone with a Cinderella run or just, wow, you know, they win their conference a lot and they make a statement. And then, boom, they're able to get jobs and, you know, leverage those from like Milwaukee to Tennessee, VCU to Texas. So I think if you were to get rid of the mid-majors, like Sankey wants, I think ultimately that's really going to harm the sport. And, I mean, again, the fans, it's more fun when you see Duquesne hasn't won in 40-something years and they beat BYU. It doesn't matter if it's BYU or Michigan State. It's still fun nonetheless because they haven't made it in so many years instead of, oh, well, it's just Rutgers and UCLA. Like, that would be nothing. But I don't know. That's my two cents. If y'all don't agree with me, that's fine. That's okay.
No, Fred, I actually agree with you completely. I don't have anything to argue. I've never argued anything other than they're killing college athletics. They're killing college football, and they're killing college basketball.
Well, the thing is, they're killing it, Mike. Now, can we come up to some type of way where it's still palatable, where you'll still watch it, where you still care, where you'll still find a new way to enjoy it? It won't be the same thing. It's kind of like how you enjoyed your life in middle school, but then you had to go to high school, and then you had to find new things to like and new ways to enjoy yourself. And then you went to college. It was a graduation process. Can you reach that point?
No, I'm all set. You can just keep me in fourth grade then, because I'm not. I don't want the new wave crap. I don't like it.
But
I don't.
But it's new math, Mike.
Okay, then Dave, I'll tell you where you can put that new math in a commercial break.
It's still Jordan, wet.
There it is. Amazing. Jordan, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Jordan. What's going on?
Doing well. Hey, I have to say you guys are better than me. It's snowing here in Michigan, so lucky you guys. Living in Vegas over there, so that's great.
We are indoors, to be clear, but yes, go ahead.
Okay, clear enough, but it's still like 70 degrees, so I'll give you guys some credit.
I hear you.
I heard you guys talking about Michigan, so I'm a Michigan alum real quick. I'm a Michigan alum. I would take Coach Cal. My family's UK. I would totally, if they let him go, they're idiots. That is my personal opinion. I don't know how you let that coach go. He's guys been wonderful. He hasn't done well in the tournament, but fair enough. So I would take him as a Michigan guy 100% instantly. I'll let you guys talk if you agree. I mean, I don't know how you don't let this guy stay as a Kentucky coach.
Go ahead. Because Kentucky has high standards. Kentucky, it's about...
Fair enough, Rigo. Fair enough. All right, well, let's move on. So I was calling... The reason why I called in was for Michigan State and Oakland. I heard you guys talking about that. So I actually think Michigan State can beat North Carolina. And I think Oakland set up very well to go to the Sweet 16. I actually think Oakland is the prime team to go to the Sweet 16. Michigan State, maybe not so much, because I don't think they can hang down low with Baycott. So we'll talk Oakland mostly. I think Oakland's set up prime with their three-point shooting. Here's what I would say.
It's not necessarily the three-point shooting. It's the fact that you may be able to neutralize Burns with the zone, and you can keep him from just bullying and backing his way down. If you can deny that entry pass into Burns, then I think so, because you can't expect them to stay that red hot for the entire tournament.
Yeah, you're not shooting 50% from deep.
I agree. The thing with Michigan State is they can send a bunch of people at Baycott foul-wise, get those fouls going. I can understand you can send a bunch of people. The problem is, like you said, I don't know if they can still shoot red hot like they did against Mississippi State.
No, it's a they've done it once in three months.
For me, Oakland has a better chance. That's my thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're not playing North Carolina, so thank you for the revelation. No offense, but Jesus, MSU's playing one of the six best teams in the tournament. You're playing a team that's won six games in 8 days.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. You're not, you don't have what we have. But, yeah,
no, where's
NC
what happened?
State has plenty of flaws. I mean, North Carolina's a bit of a juggernaut.
And I guess they've already not done the hard part. They've knocked off Kentucky, so now they kind of get the easier draw, whereas Michigan State had to do the easier thing. If you want to call Mississippi State easy, but now you have Carolina in Carolina. So what you got to hope if you're the Spartans, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. And here's your boy Patino.
Oh, Tricky Ricky watching his son get demo squatted by Clemson.
But what you got to hope for if you're Michigan State is you draw on the experience of going up against Zach Edey and Purdue, and so you know how to go up against a big man, and you can try to, slow Baycott down a little bit.
248-539-9797. We'll get more to people. I want to do a tournament blitz, get an update. We'll continue with the college. I do have a Michigan State thing later today we'll get to, which is, I don't know, I've kind of channeled a Wojo angle on something. It's a very simple question for people regarding State. We'll get to it a little later in the program.
Oh, boy, do I love that music. Yes.
I'm glad you do. I love the music. I tell you, watching the games, there's a lot of bad basketball.
It is a lot of bad basketball.
I mean, man alive. If I see another tie-up and a possession arrow, can somebody get a ball to the rim, please?
Let's go backwards before we go forward here. Let's talk about Dayton a little bit.
Sure.
Yesterday, guys, as we were leaving the show, they looked awful. They looked dead. They went on a 24-4 run to erase a 17-point deficit and beat the 10-seeded Nevada 63-60.
Yeah.
Thoughts on that game there?
Total fluke. Dayton had no business winning it.
Yep.
Nevada. I just think Steve Alford's a bum. But again, they were bad, and you finish the game on a 20-2 run. It's fluky. It's one of those collapses. You can't even explain what you're watching. I think Dayton. Enjoy your day. Hope they had a great dinner. Arizona's probably fixing to beat them by 20.
I think it was one of those things where you saw, like in the Oakland game, when they were like 18 seconds left and the players were celebrating, and Campy was like, guys, this game's not over. I think Nevada starts celebrating. I think they were already thinking for the next game. They relaxed, and it was just that they left the door open, and it got Dayton kicked it down. You got to finish, and they found out the hard way. No lead is safe.
One more game I want to talk about from last night, and I want to bring people in just a little bit. Guys, we were coming in from dinner, and we saw Kansas and Samford. They were a close game. We thought it was Samford going to win the game. Samford gets robbed. Horrible call at the end of that game. That was a clean block. But my problem with that is they didn't even review the play.
Okay. Why not? Well, you can't because they don't allow you to review fouls. You can review, if the ball went out, but because they didn't say it was a change of possession, it was a foul, they can't go back and say, oops, my bad. It was an anticipation call. The referee just assumed, well, you're going to jump with him and you're going to foul him, but you're right. Samford got robbed. I mean, and I think that if they get the ball, because they did get the ball, yes, and they would have went down and had a chance to win the game. Kansas was gifted those two free throws, and they ended up winning.
Look, it's just it's a call. A, the ref should not be allowed to officiate a game the rest of the tournament. I still believe you need to have officiating press conferences after all games.
Yeah.
You should have to face the music. And it wasn't questionable. It was egregious. It was
yep.
awful. There was no body contact in the lower half. There was no contact anywhere other than ball on the top half.
Right. Even the feet, because I thought, well, maybe their feet touched.
Yeah.
Nothing touched. It was textbook. This is how you block a shot. I mean, it was very similar to what Jay Nakes did in the MSU game, where it looked like a foul, but when you're just like, no, that actually wasn't a foul. That was actually a very good play.
Guys, the pride of the Big Ten. Northwestern wins 77-65 in the first overtime game of the tournament.
What do you want me to say about it?
Well,
I hate them. I mean, that's fine. I just they're gross. I hate the Big Ten style of basketball.
They found a, David, they were up. It was 56-50, and then they lost the lead. They went on an 8-0 run. They found a way to tie the game up. And then they sent it to overtime, and after overtime, that's when, you know, the Wildcats and Boo Booey took over. But, yeah, they were very fortunate because kind of like what I was talking about with Nevada, they thought they had the game over, and they started to celebrate a little bit when the score was 56-50.
And FAU, yeah, they're the same team that went to the Final Four, but they haven't been the same team all year.
Yes.
They're just, yeah, they had a great win early in the year against Arizona, but they're just – they didn't look right all day today. It was a hard game to watch, man. It was 20-19 at the half. I'm not trying to, like, leap in the punch bowl. There's a lot of bad basketball for a myriad of reasons.
Right, it ain't just Big Ten.
No, it's everywhere. Let's talk about the 10-seed Colorado going against 7-seed Florida. Colorado favored by 1.5 points in that game later tonight. Do they pull off the upset?
I find Florida very difficult to figure out.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. The SEC has struggled. Rico pointed that out. Kind of leads me towards Colorado.
Yeah.
But I don't have a real strong feeling on it. But, I mean, Florida, they're allergic to defense.
Yeah.
They don't even try.
And Colorado wants to right the ship. They thought they were going to win the Pac-12 in the final season. They didn't. Oregon went in there, took it from them in the championship game. So, yeah, I would still lean Colorado. Yeah. Other than Tennessee – man, it hasn't been a good tournament for the SEC.
No.
Well, let's get to one of those SEC teams. Texas A&M, the 9-seed, they are favorite against Big Ten opponent Nebraska. And then we also, just real quick, you could touch on TCU is a favorite, 3.5 points by Utah State. Touch on those 9-8 matchups.
There. That's the game I really want to see later. The A&M game, I'm scared. Plus, I want to see Nebraska do well because unlike most of these Big Ten dreks, they actually play an entertaining style of ball. But I kind of like A&M there. Radford and Wade Taylor. There's a toughness about Buzz Williams that reminds me of some of the old Izzo teams. They guard, they rebound.
Right, but here's the thing. You could see the nation falling in love with Tominaga the way they fell in love with Mike Sullivan last night.
Or I could have Radford throw him into the fourth row and show him that this ain't the Big Ten.
He's too quick. He's too fast. And he can do the same thing where he would just go off and hit 7 3-pointers, and it would be, yeah, he would become the new darling of it. Hey, David, I got something for you.
Sure, go ahead.
Mike, this is for you because you like numbers like this.
Oh, yeah, I love them.
And this is courtesy of your boy, the Bear, Chris Felica.
Hate him.
Since 1980,
he's atrocious. Why would you associate me with him?
Since 1985, there's been 7-1 seeds favored by 4 points or fewer in second-round matchups. Do you know how many have actually won?
In four opportunities?
No, in seven opportunities.
One.
You're right. It was Missouri. They were the only ones that won and covered. Five of the seven just flat lost outright, including last year with Kansas and against Arkansas.
North Carolina laying 4 to Michigan State. That's where he's going, people.
So,
guys, I just say it. Just say it. Speak what's on your heart.
Well, I was going to get to that. Well, I mean, you're the Vegas guy with the numbers guy.
Not the Vegas guy. Do a damn podcast.
It's called what?
Sports and Fun.
Yes,
subscribe.
Yeah.
So let's close it out with this, guys. We have 3 13 seeds going at it today. Can any of them pull an upset. Yale against Auburn, Vermont against Duke, Charleston against Alabama.
Charleston's the one for me. They play at a pace. They shoot a bleep load of threes, and they're playing an Alabama team that's not interested in playing defense. Yeah. That's a dangerous recipe. So Charleston be the one for me.
Yeah, same here. My upset is looks like they're about to upset me in Western Kentucky, so don't ask me for advice.
Oh, you stop it right now. Please.
And that is your NCAA tournament blitz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.